Welcome to another episode of Ideas Worth Trying, with your hosts Ilias Anwari and Haile Hiram.
So I just watched a video of Alec Antic. He's the Senator for South Australia, and he was talking about the World Economic Forum and the subversive communist ploy, and he talked about the founder, Klaus Schwab. So I thought an idea we're trying today would be to have a look at Klaus Schwab in more detail. So I went on the internet and I found a document by somebody, put it together. Who is Klaus Schwab? On Wikipedia it says, born in 1938, on the 30th of March, in Ravensburg, Germany. He has 2 degrees, one in economics and one in engineering, both from Swiss universities. And he has a Master in Public Administration from the J.F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. He also has 70 honorary degrees, or doctorates, sorry, from all over the world. For example, from the London School of Economics. So they say his father was named Eugene, and he was a factory director in a subsidiary of a major Swiss company called Escher Weiss. So that's a Swiss industrial company that had a focus on engineering and turbine construction. So that was in Ravensburg, Germany. So his father was born in 1899 in Switzerland, but he had a German passport. And it doesn't have anything about his mother. But more about Klaus. Klaus grew up in Ravensburg, Germany, close to the Swiss border. And in a place called U, near Zurich, Switzerland. And he spent 2 years in a Swiss primary school from 1945 to 1947. Then he moved back to Germany, where he attended the Sporn Gymnasium. In the book, Gastgeber der Mächtigen, which translates to host to the mighty, Schwab talks a bit about his youth and his upbringing. So there he learned, they're just talking about how he's trying to apply for a Swiss passport or something like this, or citizenship, and it was denied. So that's why he never applied for a Swiss passport. Anyway, during World War II, Ravensburg was a distribution center for the Allied prisoners of war, and his father was active with the Red Cross. So apparently he's a German citizen. So he helped to set up an agreement with the Allies that cities that were not in defense industry would not be targeted for airstrikes. Around 1957, at the age of 19, he went back to Switzerland for good. And from 1958 to 1966, so 8 years, he was on the educational fast train, finishing all his degrees. And if that wasn't enough, he worked for Escher Weiss in Zurich and was an assistant to the CEO of the VDMA, which is the Association of Mechanical and Plant Engineering in Frankfurt. He went to America for his master's, and he got to know Henry Kissinger and Kenneth Galbraith. Oh, so he was extremely well connected, it seems. But back home, he received a honoris from University of Bern. Then things really started to speed up. So back home, he's at 30 years old. He went straight to the board of Escher Weiss in Zurich, where he was responsible for integrating the Escher Weiss into Sulzer AG. And in his spare time, he was a professor at the Centre d'Etudes Industrielles in Geneva. Then suddenly, after 2 years, he decided to ditch it all and start the World Economic Forum on the 24th of January 1971, as Alex Antic mentioned in his address to Parliament. So ever since, he gets tax money for the World Economic Forum security at Davos. He draws in army and police from all over Switzerland to make sure no one dares to gatecrash the private party. So the World Economic Forum lasts about 4 days and costs around 43 million Swiss francs in tax money. That includes the army and police. But of course, every now and again, you get the occasional resistance from a bunch of clowns but they're obviously controlled opposition. So to make sure that no one in their right mind would want to gate crash this party. Anyway, fast forward to 2020, and Klaus Schwab, he writes a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And the paperback was published on July 20th, 7 months into the plandemic. So the question is, who is Klaus Schwab? So let's go in a little bit more detail. So one detail of interest is Schwab went to a primary school in a place called Au. That's a small town between Wiedensville and Hörgen on Lake Zurich. So there's not much to see there, but Au is not only the name of a village, but it's also a peninsula with an interesting history and a stately home called Chateau Au. So this peninsula has been in the hands of a family, or the same family, for over 400 years, starting in 1650, with General Hans Rudolf Werdmüller. So he's a wealthy Swiss family of silk manufacturers from Zurich. He made his fortune during the 30 Years' War and was also working for the Venetians. Also on the internet it says that he had a brother called Hans-Jörg Werdmüller, and that was the uncle of Johann Heinrich Rahn. So just keep these names for later. So Johann Heinrich Rahn was a mathematician and has written a book called Tausche Algebra. It was written by Johann Jacob Bodmeier. It was published by Johann Jacob Bodmeier. And these names link us to one of the oldest private banks in Zurich, Rahn plus Bodmer. So there's also a picture here of family Rahn, and they got like a checkerboard coat of arms. And you have family Bodmeier, which is like a up-down cross, broken cross, red and gold. Then you have family Biedermann, which is like a blue and yellow, which has got 404 on its coat of arms or logo. So as we were saying, we got the checkboard, the broken cross, and the 404. But back to the peninsula, O. In 1887, Baroness Fanny Moser Sulzer from Sulzer AG, the widow of a wealthy watch merchant, Heinrich Moser, bought the house and estate and then sold it in 1917 to Hans von Schulthess Bodmeier and Helena Bertha Schulthess Bodmeier. Hans was board member of Escher Weiss, Braun, Boveri, and Tree. So this links to Klaus Schwab's father. So Bodmeier family is an old Zurich family, 15th century, and made their money in silk manufacturers. Well, they made their money as silk manufacturers. But back to Klaus Schwab. So during his 2 years in O, in 1945-47, family Schulthess Bodmeier was the current owner of the estate. So it's presumed that Klaus and his parents may have been living as a guest in this chateau or castle. Other documents on the internet show on MyHeritage, they have three known siblings for Helena Bertha. So Hans Conrad Ferdinand Bodmeier, Henry Martin Leonard Bodmeier Abgeck, and the youngest Martin Bodmeier. So a little bit more about Martin Bodmeier. So Wikipedia calls him Swiss bibliophile, scholar, and collector. And he is famous for the Bodmeier Library, so under the foundation Martin Bodmeier, in Cologne, just outside Geneva. He collected books and papyri known as Bodmeier papyri. And if you just look at his foundation, Martin Bodmeier, he's actually the logo there. It actually looks like the Bodmeier family crest, which is identical to the logo of the Bodmeier family. So he's heir to the fortune from silk manufacturing. So Martin Bodmeier was born in 1899, the same year as Schwab's father, and the youngest of five children. In 1927, 1 year after his mother's death, he married Alice Neville, with whom he had three sons and a younger daughter. At the age of 19, he started assembling a library of world literature, Wörterliteratur, By 1939, he had collected some 60,000 volumes. So not much is written about his education, but he was the vice president of the International Red Cross, which links to Schwab's father, from 1940 until his death in 1971. Because his collection of books would become too big, he decided to relocate to Cologne, and the Biblioteca Bodmeriana was inaugurated in 1951. So if we go to the foundation website, it states that during this time, Bodmer settled for good in Cologne, when he had acquired and consolidated into a single estate around the Gettier countryside, the so-called Grand Cologne. Several adjacent parcels of land that covered around 50,000 hectares in all. One of those parcels, the Villa Hakus, was transformed into two pavilions for the library in Zurich. So if we look at the 50,000 hectares, that is a lot of land for a small country like Switzerland. So what is important about Cologne? Well, it's the home of a lot of interesting people, like the World Economic Forum headquarters is there, and Klaus Schwab. So the foundation, Martin Bodmeier, is a 15-minute walk from the World Economic Forum HQ. And Schwab himself lives next to the World Economic Forum estate. So one can conclude or join the dots that could it be that the huge HQ was built, World Economic Forum HQ was built on Martin Bodmeier's land. So this is a another connection that we have. So Martin Bodmeier Neville was not only a collector but also a publisher. So he launched in 1930 a bi-monthly literature review which published the year's best writing in German. Guest writers like Rilke, Thomas Mann, R. Kastner, and Hoffmannsthal. Copies can be still bought online. So what was the name of this review, bi-monthly review? So it got an interesting name. It was called Corona. So Martin Bodmeier, he died on the 31st of March 1971, one day after Klaus Schwab's 33rd birthday. In 1971, the same year, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum in Cologne, with the help of his assistant, Hilde Stoll, who later became his wife, which links to Otto Stoll. So they got married in the Sertig Valley near Davos, and they have two children, Nicole and Oliver Schwab, who both work at the World Economic Forum. So not much is known about Martin Bodmeier's wife, Alice Elsa Navel. There's no photos, no bio, which is a little bit strange. But we do know that she's the daughter of Henry Adrian Neville. But of course the name Neville links us to the International Red Cross, Escher Weiss, and Brown Boveri J. And her father had two brothers, Albert and Robert. One brother, Robert Neville, ran his father-in-law's paper factory in Kamm, near Zurich, together with his brother-in-law, industrial magnate Karl Martin Leonard Bodmeier, called Leo. And online there's not much information available, but what is known is that he lived in a grand house in Zurich, which is now owned by the Swiss Re Group, which happens to be the lead insurer of the World Trade Center attack. But there is a photo of Leo online, and this photo actually shows a very, very good resemblance to Klaus Schwab. So Leo Bodmeier was born in 1880, and in the picture online here, he's about 57 years old. The photo says it was taken in September 1937, which was 6 months before Schwab was born. So you're probably thinking, what's the connection here? Well, it definitely looks like there's a family connection because they look very similar. They got similar characteristics in the face. So we can conclude that maybe Leo Bodmeier could be his father or his uncle. But the same names appear again and again. And just to give you an example of what these families do, Harrow Bodmeier, he was the heir to the family fortune from 1930 to 2015. He adopted in 2012 his only grandson, Henry C. Bodmeier, so he could keep the name and the money in the family. He only had daughters, and the surname of the Bodmeier branch would have disappeared. But the show must go on, and in the meantime, he got married to Atkinson, linking us to the oil business in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But it's very interesting, the name, surname Schwab. Is it a family name or is it entirely made up? Because if we look at the word Schwab, it was, it still is used as an ethnic slur for all Germans. So in Poland, the word Schwab described the person that was, well, that is hardworking, but it's not seen as something positive, but as a sign of greed. So we can probably conclude from this that the name Schwab was firstly used to make sure that no one knows who he really is, and secondly to deflect from the fact that the World Economic Forum was not created by a German but made in Switzerland. So that would explain the little story about Swiss citizenship in that book. We can conclude that Klaus Schwab is from the families with extreme influence, and Klaus Schwab never applied for Swiss citizenship because he probably already had it. So one thing is for sure, that the so-called elite are all related, and one of their poster boys is Klaus Schwab. Just like the Rockefellers, the Rothschild, Schwab is so high-ranking in the Phoenician Navy that he doesn't even need to pretend he isn't a fascist. So he's been completely transparent in his desire to subjugate the masses even further via undisguised tyranny and oppression. So I think trust is a must. If he has such great ideas, he should present them and be elected democratically. That's why I think looking into Klaus Schwab is an idea worth trying.